In CI News this week, a government review warns that assisted suicide could disproportionately impact disabled people and ethnic minority groups. Belfast City Council votes to celebrate abortion with a light show. And the Scottish Care Inspectorate comes under fire for advising children's homes to promote transgender ideology. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 4th of September. I'm Anna Prodan. An appraisal of the Terminally Ill Adults End of Life Bill warns that legalising assisted suicide could lead to a disproportionate number of people from marginalised groups seeking help to kill themselves. The Equality Impact Assessment for the Health and Justice Departments reported that structural pressures, such as financial hardship and domestic abuse, could result in people with a disability or from an ethnic minority background being more likely to want to end their own lives. The government also estimates that within 10 years of a law coming into effect, there will be between 1,300 and more than 6,000 assisted suicides a year in England and Wales, a jump of more than 30% on its previous calculations. Lauren Edwards' proposals, set to be debated in the Commons next week, would allow those in England and Wales deemed to be terminally ill and to have less than 6 months to live to access state-sponsored suicide. Belfast City Council has voted to illuminate City Hall in celebration of so-called International Safe Abortion Day. The pro-abortion campaign, which will be marked on the 28th of September, pushes for decriminalisation up to birth and the abolition of mandatory reflection periods. The Alliance Party's motion was voted through without debate, and an attempt to block it was defeated by 36 votes to 18. But almost 20,000 people have signed a petition against the display, with the council receiving 750 email complaints. The Christian Institute's deputy director, Simon Calvert, emphasised that there is no such thing as safe abortions.
Lighting up a public building in support of abortion, it's really an astonishing insult to the many voters and taxpayers of Belfast who will strongly be opposed to abortion. And then this use of language, the idea that they're celebrating Safe Abortion Day. Well, abortion is never safe for the baby. But of course, this is the kind of misuse of language that we've come to expect from the abortion lobby because, sadly, I'm afraid they're seeking to mask the reality of what abortion is. So perhaps if nothing else, Christians can respond to this by praying for a re-sensitisation of people's consciences to the reality of unborn life.
The Scottish Care Inspectorate is under fire for continuing to advise children's homes to promote transgender ideology. The watchdog's updated guidance recommends that staff wear rainbow lanyards, use preferred pronouns, and direct children to Stonewall and LGBT Youth Scotland. The Inspectorate has refused to drop ideological language, such as sex assigned at birth, and claims that children can benefit from exploring gender identity. However, it has acknowledged that gender-confused boys should not be allowed to share girls' communal bedrooms. Independent social worker Maggie Mellon accused the watchdog of failing to reflect on overall good practice. The guidance is completely founded on a false ideology without any evidence to support it. The Care Inspectorate is not relying on evidence as it promotes the transition of children in care in Scotland. And finally, this week marks the 300th anniversary of John Howard's birth, a Christian prison reformer who worked tirelessly to improve the foul and fetid condition of prisons across the UK, Europe and beyond. On a trip to Europe, Howard was caught by French privateers and imprisoned in France, exposing him to the horrendous conditions faced by inmates. After his release, he secured the freedom of other British prisoners held there by urging the government to act. Howard became famous internationally for his work campaigning for improvements to prisons and for his written work setting out the conditions he found them in. He died of the plague in the Russian Empire in 1790, aged 63, after caring for sick casualties of war. An inscription on a monument in the city of Kherson, where he died, declares that Howard united in his character many virtues, each worthy of a memorial, all springing from the faith and animated by the charity of a Christian. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.